We can always count on God's deliverance. But whether he will deliver us through the fire or from it, we can't always know. And coming up, Pastor Xavier Reese illustrates with the fiery furnace of Daniel chapter 3, the simple truths about a dependable God we can truly put our faith in.
The king noticed blessed the God of the three Hebrew young men for his faithfulness to their faith in their God. They knew the word of God. The three trusted God in delivering them by the fire and through the fire. Now, they did not know which would be the one. Sometimes God delivers a Christian by the fire. He takes them home. Sometimes God delivers a Christian through the fire. They didn't know which God was going to do. I don't always know how God's going to get me through things. I know he'll do it one way or the other, but I don't know. They found out while being cast in the midst of the fire what God decided. And sometimes God will say, I'll let you know what I'm going to do when we're in the fire together. We're going to go through the fire. I'm not going to deliver you from the fire. I'm going to take you through the fire first. The king declared the three Hebrew young men refused to obey the decree even to the loss of their lives. Again, he is admiring these individuals and the God that they serve. They lived what they believe. It says they frustrated the king's words, meaning to change or to alter. They did this by not obeying the decree. That's how they altered the king's words. Even if they would have died. So they altered the king's words by not bowing, by not worshiping, and by not being slain through the fire. They did this at the cost of having their bodies cast into the fire in that furnace. Notice, ready to be delivered from this world, yielding their bodies. Paul the Apostle gave up all hope of life in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in Macedonia. That's it, we're dead. Ever been there? Ever had death confront you? How'd you respond? It's a weird thing. Ready to see if God would deliver them through and out of the fire. Notice the king declared the Hebrew young men here, three of them, had made clear the reason for their not bowing to the image. So the pagan king gives you the reason why. He says that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. These servants of God would not serve any other god but Yahweh. We see it from the first chapter on. These servants would not worship any other god but Yahweh. These servants would rather die than serve and worship any other god but Yahweh. And they demonstrated it.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.